says at the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, he knows the Beitza b'tzarameichem b'shvil shetizgalgel. You shouldn't put a Beitza, an egg on Shabbos, next to the boiling pot. B'shvil shetizgalgel, don't use toldos ha'or, don't use a derivative of the heat in order to make the Beitza be misbasha. V'lo yafkiyena b'sudrim, Rav Yossi Matin. Mishnah also says you shouldn't crack open the egg b'sudrim on top of heated cloths, and Rav Yossi is Matin, he says that's okay. How were these cloths heated? By the sun? That's what the Gemara kicks in on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. V'lo yafkiyena b'sudrim, v'hodis na'an nosim tav shel osoch habor b'shul she'e shomer. Yes, Amayim Ayofim Beroyim Beshul Shiyitzanu. Yes, Atzonim Bechamim Beshul Shiyachamu. It's Mutter, says the Mishnah, to put a tavshil in a bor so that it'll be shomer. That's the refrigerator they had in those days to keep it a little bit cooler than being exposed to the air. Amayim Ayofim Beroyim. Also, you're going to put Mayim Yofim in a container, in a flask, but keep it in cooler waters. Even though those are Mayim Roim, you won't drink that, but you'll have the Mayim Yofim inside. It's mutter to put Tzonein Bechama in the sun, b'shvil she'yachamu, so that it'll warm up. Lema Rav Yossi, hi v'lo Rabbanan. Let's say this is going, I'll leave it to Rav Yossi, not the Chachamim. Rav Yossi had said in the Mishnah that it's mutter to be mafkia b'sudrim. So the Gemara is assuming Rav Yossi and the Chachamim argue whether Bishul Bechama is permissible or Bishul Bechama is asur. So here from the Mishnah, it sounds like Tzonein Bechama b'shvil she'yachamu. I think Bishul Bacham is mutter. Lema Rav Yossi Yivolo Rabbanan. Amar of Nachman, no. Bechama dekul yamal apliyi deshari. Bechama, everyone agrees is mutter. This Mishnah is going aliba dekul yamal. Everyone agrees Bishul Bacham is mutter. It told us Sa'ar kul yamal apliyi deasa. Everyone holds it told us Sa'ar is definitely prohibited. Ki pligi betold us Acham. Mar Sava Gazina told us Acham to told us Sa'ar. Mar Sava lo Gazina. Rav Yossi and the Chachamim argue about told us Acham. Be'or avada, we're going to be chayav chatas. Be'or bishul be'esh, what's the question? Betolda sa'or as well. Tolda be'esh, if you cook with a derivative of the heat of the fire, like let's say boiling water, right? You take a pot off the fire and you cook in that pot. You know, it's not on the fire itself. It's tolda sa'or. That's going to be asur as well. Is that an issur drabanan? Is that a chayav chatas? What's the answer? Tolda sa'or. Is that a malacha d'araisa? Is that only an issur drabanan? That's what the Gemara said on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Gilgal Chayev Chatas. So the Rishonim said, the Ran is Medayek from the Gemara, that you see, told us Or, it's Ke Or Adami, it's Mamish the same as the Or, it's Chayev Chatas, it's like Bishul Daraisa. So Or and told us Or are both Daraisa. Says the Gemara, Machlokes Tanoim is about told us Achama. Bishul Bechama Vad is Mutter. Bishul Bechama is Mutter. Told us Achama, what's it in a told us Achama? Rabbi Yossi says, it's also Mutter. The Chacham saying, "Oh, Tolda Sacham is awesome. Why is Tolda Sacham is awesome? Tolda Sacham is worse than Chama? Yes, because Tolda Sacham is Michlaf of a Tolda Sa'or. You can confuse. It's something that's heated. It's a Suda, right? It's a pot. So if you heated the pot in the sun, you heated the pot in the fire, it doesn't look too different. Right? It's boiling water either way. So the problem is that you'll think." That told us Sa'or is permissible as well, you'll come to be Mevashel Ba'or. Told us Sa'or is Chayat Chatas Mamish. So if we allow you to be Mevashel Ba'Told us Achama, you'll come to be Mevashel Ba'Told us Sa'or. Told us Sa'or is Chayat Chatas. It's Gzera to Daraisa. So since Told us Achama looks like Told us Sa'or, you'll think that it's Mutter to be Mevashel if you're not being Mevashel directly in the fire. So that's why Chazal said Told us Achama is going to be awesome. But Chama, everyone holds Chama as Mutter. Right? The whole machlokes, Rav Yossi and Chacham is about Tolda Sachama. Rav Yossi holds even Tolda Sachama is mutter. The Chacham are machmer, but they're only machmer by Tolda Sachama, not by Chama itself, because no one's going to be machmer if Chama be Eish. Eish is Eish and Chama is Chama. But Tolda Sachama, there's a concern that maybe you'll be machmer of Tolda Sachama, Tolda Sa'or, you'll come to be in Vashab Tolda Sa'or, which is a Darais. That's the Gemara. This is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. He said, Menchin, Yurches, Siv Gimel, beginning of the Simon on Bishul. Kshem Shos Levashel Ba'or Kachos Levashel B'Tol De Sa'or. If you don't need ten Beitza B'Tzad Kedera or Leshav Al Suda Shuruchem Ba'or Kedei Shetitzka. Tol De Sa'or is the same as Or. As we said from the Gemara, it's Daraisa. Or is Bishul Daraisa. Tol De Sa'or is Bishul Daraisa. Tol De Sa'or Ke Ordam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu betoldas chama, kigon besudah, shulchan mechama, osa, gzera otu toldas ha'ara. Toldas ha'ara is also osa. But that's only a gzera d'rabban. According to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yossi. Toldas ha'chama is also going to be osa, it's like toldas ha'ara. It says the Shulchan Aruch, b'chama atzma, kigon litin beitza b'chama, o litin mayim b'chama, k'deshi yechmu muta b'chama, everyone says it's muta. Everyone says it's muta. So these are the four different levels of bishul. There's eish, there's toldas ha'eish, there's chama, toldas ha'chama. Toldas ha'chama is definitely mutter. The others are going to be also for different reasons. Some derais and some derabon. Why talk is bishul b'chama permissible? Why is it bishul is bishul? You're the same effect. It's just as good as bishul b'or. If you have the right sun, if it's hot enough, you'll be able to be mevashul b'chama just like the b'or. Why should it be mutter? Says Rashi on Daf Lamed Tesem and Alf. Dishori b'chama b'shemesh dishori. The ain derech b'shula b'kach. Rashi says ain derech b'shula b'kach. It's shelo kedaka. It's not normal to be mevashel b'chama. B'chama b'or lo mechlefa. The ligzer otu ha. Rashi b'avor and zakashi. You think, oh, chama b'or. Just like your gozer midrabbana and told us achama to told us or so be gozer chama to or also. No. Chama and Or are different just because we'll be mati b'cham, we're not going to come to be mati b'eish manish. Everyone realizes that bishul b'eish is us. So what's the reason why bishul b'cham is mutter? Ein derech bishul b'kach. She says it's shelo kedarko. It's not normal to be mevashel b'cham. L'chora, this Rashi is mamish pile ploy. Very difficult. This is ein darko b'kach. Just because it's ein darko b'kach, it's mutter. Ein darka b'kach is mutter. What's the din of kila achayad in general? If you do a malacha b'shinoi, lasu midrabbana, right? Potter of a lasu midrabbana. So how can we say that bishul b'cham is mutter because ein darka b'kach and suddenly it's going to be mutter legamri? Stach pilei ploim on Rashi. Chora. Should at least be an isid rabbana. It should be potter, not mutter. B'cham is mutter. How can it be mutter? What's the answer? We do find some killer achayat, some shin, that's taka mutter. What's an example of that? We have a case of ein darka b'kach, that's mutter. Borer, excellent, Dovid G. Right. Rashi himself says, on daf ayin dalet amud aleph, we talked about there are different levels of borer. Borer la'alter, if you saw it for immediate use, so that's permissible. Why is it permissible? Different approaches. Some say it's a derech achila. There's no malacha derech achila that's prohibited. Some rishonim. Rashi writes that ain derech borin. It's not derech borin. So what did it say in darko b'kach? Should still be an issa d'rabbana. We find examples where something is ain darko borin is ain darko b'kach, but it's still an issa d'rabbana. Like tukonon v'tamchoy, using different utensils. Benafu kvaras chayav chadim kam v'tamchoy. Pachlosar v'yad is muta. We find there are gradations where there is an issur d'rabbana for ein darka b'kach. So why does Rashi say that the altar is mutter because ein derech borin? What's more, why does Rashi say that borer b'yad is permissible because ein derech borin? He uses the same lashon. So we explain Shiboli Aleket, the Beis Yosef quotes a Shiboli Aleket who says that borer b'yad is permissible because it's ein darka b'kach kalal. He says that that's the same as tochein b'kota de sakina. Someone grinds something with the handle of a knife or the handle of a spoon, that's also permissible. It's kilacha yad, it's only a shinui, it should still be an isid rabbana. The answer is there are different types of shinui. If a person carries a masui in an abnormal fashion, or he writes, if a righty writes with his left hand, so that's potra velosa, that's still an isid rabbana. But sometimes if you do something that's such a shinui, so completely mishuna, so different than a normal way of doing that malacha, it'll be mutu legamri. And that presumably is what Rashi over here means. Simple pshat in Rashi. So Rashi holds that bishul b'cham is permissible because ain derech bishula b'kach. It's kila achayat. It's a shinui. It's a change from the regular way of doing bishul. And because it's a change, and it's such a complete change that it'll be heter gomer. It's not usher even midrabbana. It'll be heter gomer. That's apparently what Rashi assumes. But it's still difficult. Even if we can fathom the idea. Ein darka b'kach. Sometimes shinui is het gomer. It's not just nisid rabbanan. Still difficult, because normally kilacha yad is a malacha that you do in a certain surah that no one would do the malacha in that way. A righty would never write with his left hand. Doesn't happen. I mean, yeah, if he breaks his hand, but that's a different person. He becomes a different person. He doesn't have a right hand. He doesn't have a right hand available. But if he has a right hand available, he never write with his left hand. Is it really true? Right? Is it really true that someone would never be mevashel b'chama? They'd be mevashel b'chama if they don't have esh. As he is saying, that's the same as the righty who doesn't have a right hand. It's not exactly the same. You know, if the chama is readily available for the person might, if the heat is strong, if the sun is strong enough, they might actually cook in the sun. Why not? Why not? They'll barbecue in the sun. Barbecue on a grill, you can barbecue in the sun. If it's just as good as the esh, they would use it. Yeah, people perhaps don't normally use the esh. But if they had the opportunity, they normally don't use the chama, they normally use esh. But if the chama is readily available, they would use the chama. Even though the esh is more often used, it's not quite like Kilachaya that no one would write with his left hand if he had his right hand. So why should we assume that Bishul B'chama is considered Kala'achiyad? Moshe writes in a tshuva that in a chanami, this shinui is taken not quite the same as Kala'achiyad HaKosim. He says, at first glance, it really should be a tolda, he says. Ha'yishayach l'melev gam Bishul al-yidechama lios tolda? Moshe says, what's the difference between Bishul B'chama and any other Tolda? A Tolda is not exactly the same as the Yav, but why can't I learn Bishul B'chama from Esh? He quotes Rashi, Ein Derech Bishul B'kach, and he says that Ve'ein HaKavona that Ein Derech Bishul B'kach It's not really the same. The totsah could be exactly the same. The type of bishul, the effect of the bishul b'chama, it's just as good. And people would do it. So he says, what's the pshat? Why does Rashi say it's ain't derech bishul b'kach? Ela kavanosam, the af dein la'achshiv de lav derech malachu levashul b'chama, de main lo eitzim, budavam is vashul b'chama, yivashul b'chama. Taka, it is true. If they don't have eitzim, they will be mevashul b'chama. It's not quite the same. A person's not going to write with his left hand. A person's never going to take out a masui in a strange way. But he will be mevashel b'chama if he doesn't have eitzim. Oh, kevan shalkoponim e mevashlim b'chama ela kishen lo eitzim ein lemele posim ibishol al yidei ha'or shoysu v'mishkan lachshiv otoldam yachashin adom ala abishol shoy v'mishkan. Moshe says that since taka people would never be mevashel b'chama if they do have the eitzim, that's apparently enough for Rashi to say that it's ain't derech bishul b'kach. It's not a normal way to do bishul because people wouldn't do it. Even if the result of the bishul would be the same, and taka the person would not have eitzim, they might be mevashel b'chama. But because they normally would never be mevashel b'chama if they do have eitzim, Rashi holds it's ain't derech bishul b'kach. It's a big chiddush in Rashi. So Moshe's pshat in the Rashi. So after Moshe, based on this idea, if the reason why Bishul B'chama is mut is because ain't derech Bishul B'kach, like the Poshe Pshat and Rashi, so if you can have a scenario where it's Darko B'kach B'mevashel in that mode, even though it's not Be'esh, you'll be Chayev Chatas for that Bishul, even though it's not Be'esh. Can you think of an example that it's Darko B'kach B'mevashel, not Be'esh? How can that be? Can you think of an example? Can think of a microwave, right? So Moshe's example. V'im kein b'hamaiker ve'ev oven. Shetov levashav al kimo be'esh mamish ve'ilu sheyesh lohem tanner kazeh mishtam shebo yosir mibishol de be'esh. If they were to have a microwave oven, they would do it as much as esh, but they don't have it as much. Mashalon is pashtu tanurim elu adayin umishim blo motzi adayin abetan. Don't have so many microwaves. When was this tshuva printed? Tov shin lamed aleph. Wow. Right? Over 40 years ago, yeah, the microwave oven was just being invented, and now it's so... What kind of microwave do they not have? They have the 0.7 cubic foot, and then the 0.9, the large, the small, the medium, the right? It's a dover nafutz mod. When they will, he was an ovi revolution. Kshayu mitzuyim vada yishtamshu bahem kulei alma, in a chanami. Microwave instructions, right? Specific instructions to use the microwave. The hohu yosetov, it's definitely a lot shorter than cooking in the oven. Vaday yesh lemelef mi bishul da'or da'hoi v'mishka mechashivus told us ulechol adinim ki ha'av de bishul le'iser ulechiv skila v'chatas. Zotar Moshe, he thinks bishul in a microwave should be chayav chatas. Why? Bishul in a microwave? Where's it said in the Gemara? They don't mention a microwave in the Gemara. The answer is no, it's included within bishul v'chama. But bishul v'chama is mutter. No, bishul v'chama is only mutter because it's ain't darka b'kach. It's not normal. Not normal? Come on. People would be Mavasha Bachama. No, but they would never be Mavasha Bachama if they have Eitzim. If they have wood, if they have Eish, they would never be Mavasha Bachama. It's Taka Ein Daka Bakach. But if it would be Daka Bakach, if you could have a Hechatimsa where it's normal to cook in that secondary mode of Bishul, it's not Be'esh, it could be Chayav Chatas. No less than Bishul Be'esh. Because the whole Heter of Bishul Bachama is only because it's Ein Daka Bakach. Sort of Moshe Shita. Questions? The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatz quotes from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach who disagreed. Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that Bishul B'cham is mutter not because it's Ein Darka B'kach. Not because it's Ein Darka B'kach. Come on, but that's what Rashi says, right? Wrong. Shlomo Zalman writes in a tshuva in the Mincha Shlomo in a footnote. Af shekos of Rashi b'Shabbos lametetz amral af ahodim avash b'cham l'kul le'yalma shari du mipnei shdein derach b'shul b'kach. Kamokom nir shagam ba'ofen shgem regilim avash b'cham kemo dud shemesh, the solar water heater, b'chadoma gam kein poter. Shlomo Zalman's loshen is poter. I think he means even mutter. Saying it's mutter, even if rogil b'kach, it still should be mutter. I don't think Rashi means Zoktur Shlomo Zalman shinui ain derech bishula b'kach. It means something else. I think even if it's rogil levashel b'chama, he says it's still going to be permissible. Still going to be permissible. So I think Rav Shlomo Zalman's chiddush really is mevor from the Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim talks about a carbon pesach that's mevushel b'chama tveria. Amar Rav Chisda, Mavashel b'chametveria b'Shabbos poter. Pesach shebishlo b'chametveria chayv. A chiluk the Gemara drew us between Mavashel b'chametveria b'Shabbos and Pesach shebishlo b'chametveria. Now we know the carbon Pesach is not allowed to be mavushel. Mavushel mavushel b'mayim, right? I'll talk to the men who know mavushel mavushel b'mayim kiyim tzliyesh. So the Pesach can't be mavushel b'mayim. Zoktu Rav Chisda, Mavashel b'chametveria b'Shabbos is poter. Pesach shebishlo b'chametveria is chayav. Maishna b'Shabbos, the told us eish be'inan v'leka. Pesach nami, lav told us eishim. Mevashlo b'chametveria b'Shabbos is potter because it's told us it's not told us eish. It's not told us eish. There's some other heat source by Chametver. So Mevashel b'Shabbos is potter because it's not told us Aish. Pesach Nami Lav told us Aishu. Pesach also Lav told us Aishu. What's the Gemara asking? Pesach Shebishlo b'Chametver Yechayev Zat Rashi Al Achiloso V'Kasach Adetek V'Shem Delo Sochal Mevushal. So if it's not told us Aish, it's not Bishul. It's not Bishul, so what could be the problem? That's the Gemara's kash. Pesach Shebishlo, you're not allowed to eat the Pesach Mavushal, but you can eat the Pesach if it's not Mavushal. So if it's not told us Aish for Shabbos, so the Pesach also is not told us Aish. If it's not defined as Bishul for Shabbos, it shouldn't be defined as Mavushal for Karban Pesach. Amar Rava, my Chayev Diktoni, the Ka'ovim Mishum Tzli Aish. There are two Isurim. There's a Lav and there's an Asay. Lo sochlu mimenu na, uvashem mavushel b'mayim kiyim tzliyesh. It might not be mavushel, but it's not tzliyesh. So because it's not tzliyesh, you'll violate the you'll be mavatel the aseh. Even if it's not bishul mamish, but you'll be mavatel the aseh by Pesach. So it sounds like the Gemara is assuming that mavashel b'chamei tveria. Again, on Shabbos it's potter. So by Pesach as well, Mevashel b'chamei tveria, if you were to assume Mevashel b'chamei tveria is like Bishul b'chama, let's say, right? If you were to assume that Mevashel b'chamei tveria is like Bishul b'chama, that's why it's going to be potter. because it's not told us a eish. It told us a chama or chama, right? So then the halacha should be the same by Pesach Shebishla b'chametveria. Pesach Shebishla b'chametveria, that shouldn't be called Bishal either. Right? If you tell me that Bishal b'chametveria is like Bishal b'chama, that's why you're going to be potter on Shabbos. So the same should hold true that Pesach Shebishla b'chametveria should be potter, because it's not mevushal. What does that mean, it's not mevushal? It could be mevushal. The whole reason why Bishal b'chama is potter, right, the whole reason why Bishal b'chama is mutter, is because ein darko b'kach. So that's a din in maisa adam. The person is not being mevashal in the normal fashion. Would we say that the totzah is somehow worse? The effect of the bishal is the same. The thing is still mevushal. It's just you didn't do a maisa bishal to create the status of mevushal. But we wouldn't say it's not mevushal. L'chora it is mevushal. So why does the Gemara put the two together? L'chora, Rava should have simply said the reason why Pesach Shebishla b'chametveria is chayiv is because it's mevushal. U'bashal mevushal b'amoy. You're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach. That's mevushal. That's cooked. It is cooked. The person didn't do a maisa oda. He didn't do a maisa bishal. Just because he didn't do a maisa bishal doesn't mean it's not mevushal. For the Karm Pesach to be possible, for you to be loka for Uvasha Mavusha Ba'amayim and the Karm Pesach, you don't have to do a Maisa Bishal. It just has to be Mavushal. So if the whole reason why Bishal B'cham is Mutter is because it's saying Darko B'kach, what does that do with the Karm Pesach? It's still Mavushal. It's still Mavushal. So apparently the reason why Bishal B'cham is permissible is not because it's saying Darko B'kach, but because Al Pidin it's not called Bishal. Al Pidin it's not called Bishal. And that's what Rashi says there on the Gemara Pesachim. The Lav told us, Eishi, Hilkoch Lav Bishalud Lehevi Chai Mishum Ad Malacha. Rashi in Pesachim doesn't say anything about any Darka B'kach. He says, it's not told us Eish, so it's not called Bishal. It's not told us Eish, it's not called Bishal. Not because they Darka B'kach. This is not called Bishal. So if it's not called Bishal, then the Karm Pesach is not Mevushal either. It's not because of Darka B'kach. If it's all a function of Darka B'kach, so that's a din in the Maisa Adam. The mice is an abnormal mice. That doesn't change the totzah. It doesn't change the result. The result is still that it's mevushal. It is cooked. It just wasn't cooked in a normal fashion. So why should that change the halacha of a Karban Pesach? Taco was cooked. If it was cooked, then you shouldn't be able to eat the Karban Pesach in that state. And you should violate the issur of Bashal Mevushal Bamoy. But if you say that the reason why Bishal B'cham is mutter is not because they're Darka B'cham, but because what? Because it's not Dumi the Mishkan. It's not the normal way that Bishal was done in the Mishkan. Bishal B'Mishkan is through the Eish. So Bishal B'cham Etvei is not told us a Eish. Because it's not told us a Eish, it's like the Chama. So therefore, Lav Bishalhu. Al Pidin it's not Bishal. It's not that it's ain't darko b'kach, and that's why it's mutter. It's such a shini that it's ain't darko b'kach, but such a shini, therefore it's going to be mutter. No, it's that if it's not told us eish, al pidin, it's not called bishal. Why is al pidin not called bishal? It's not dumi de mishkan. Just like many other things we had that are not dumi de mishkan. Korea shalom and aslitvar, right? There are many things that they're done in the mishkan in a certain way. You don't do it the way that it was done in the mishkan. Al pidin, that's not called bishal. Not called Korea. It's not a malacha. So if it's not a malacha, then that's going to be mutter as well, perhaps. Yes. So sometimes when it's not Dumi the Mishkan, we say that it's a malacha Shem Tzichel Guf, it's in the Sidra Abanan, and sometimes we might actually say that it's Hepagomer. So maybe this is so different that it could be considered Hepagomer. Maybe that could be considered Hepagomer. It's not the Ab Malacha at all. You're saying that should be, according to Taisis, that's a malacha Shem Tzichel Guf. According to Rashi, that's not how you define malacha Shem Tzichel Guf anyway. Right? Rashi would say Hashem Tzichel Gufa is that it's taking away a negative. It's not a positive malacha. So according to Rashi, you're free to say that something that's not doing the Mishkan Bechlal, that might be Hetagoma. And that's Taka Rashi L'shitasa. Maybe Rashi holds over here that it's Hetagoma because it's not doing the Mishkan. Not because of Ein Darko Bekach. Right? The Lashon Ein Darko, that's Rosh Shlomo Zalman in the Tshuva. The Lashon Ein Darko Bekach and Rashi and Shabbos, you gotta reconcile that with Rashi and Pesachim. Rashi and Pesachim doesn't mention Ein Darko Bekach. He says, if it's not told us Eish, it's Lav Bishalu. What does he mean? He might mean that it's not Dumi de Mishkan. It's not the primary mode of Bishal. That's what Ein Darko Bekach means. doesn't mean that it's a shinui, that it's an abnormal bishul, and therefore it falls under the rubric of shinui. No. I said it's not the primary way to cook, because if you have eitzim, you'd never cook with the chama. It's not the primary way to cook. Asma, once it's not the primary way to cook, that's not called dumi the mishka. Even bizman hazeh, that we have other ways of cooking, there's no question that the primary mode of cooking, the quintessential mode of cooking, certainly the mode of cooking that we had in the Mishkan, was be'esh. So once that's the primary mode of cooking, it could be al-pidin, no other mode of cooking is going to be considered bishul. And that could be what Rashi and Shabbos had in mind as well. The Loshon Ein Daka B'Gav doesn't mean it's a shinui. It means it's not the primary mode of cooking. Once it's not the primary mode of cooking, it's not Dumi the Mishkan. It's not Dumi the Mishkan. It's not called bishul. It's not called bishul. Maybe that's going to be rooted. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're free to say that even in a microwave, maybe at least min haTorah, bishul should be permissible in the microwave, because it's not bishul ve'esh. And once it's not bishul ve'esh, it should be permissible. Maybe you'll push an issur d'rabbanan, and we're not sure what that loshen meant over there. Gam kein potter. Does that mean it's an issur d'rabbanan? Does it mean mutter? Right, but certainly it's not going to be a daraisa, right? So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, min haTorah should be permissible to cook in a microwave. According to Rav Moshe, min haTorah it's also to cook in a microwave. What's the nafkamina? D'rabbanan, min haTorah. It's still going to be usur anyway. It's electricity. What's the answer is nafkamina b'makom chola. Let's say you have a chola who needs food on Shabbos to be warmed up. How should you warm it up for the chola? Is there any reason to prefer warming up food or cooking food for the chola in a microwave on Shabbos? According to Rav Moshe, there's no nafkamina. The microwave is just as much a problem because bizman hazeh it's darko b'kach. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, perhaps it would be better to warm up food for the chola or to even cook food for the chola in the microwave. Because cooking in the microwave is not bishul be'esh. Rav Shlomo Zalman says if it's not bishul be'esh, it's not bishul d'araisa. It might be nesed d'rabbanan. Right? It's not clear. It might be mutter. It's going to be a d'rabbanan anyway to use a microwave. So if it's not d'araisa, it's better to cook food for the chola in the microwave as opposed to cooking directly in the yesh. Because it's definitely not the rice, even if it's the rabbanah, it's definitely not the rice. It might be heter gomer mitzad din bishol, it might be an issur rabbanah mitzad havara, electricity. But it's not the rice and mitzad the bishol, so it certainly would be better to cook for the chola in the microwave as opposed to beish. Okay, so that's one very important distinction between these two approaches. Whether the heter of bishul b'chama is because it's ein darka b'kach, it's mishuna, it's different than the normal way of bishul, because no one would be mevashel, not be'esh, if you have the opportunity to be mevashel be'esh. Well, no, Rashi never meant ein darka b'kach in the classical sense that it's a shina. He meant it's not the primary mode of bishul, it's not bishul al-pidin. If it's not bishul al-pidin, so then even if it's normal to be mevashel in that way, it's still not bishul daraisa. It's not bishul apidin. Maybe only bishul ba'esh is dumi the mishkan. That's the only bishul that's going to be an issa daraisa. Yes, Davido.
Is it matter
that you cook in a microwave? Sometimes you can cook things that are raw. Put some. Yeah, of course. You can take a raw potato and put it in a microwave and put it up for a couple of minutes and you can cook it in a microwave. There are many things that you can cook in a microwave, right? Think. No, you can't cook. Take raw pizza and cook it in a microwave. Yes. And am I being mechadisha? I mean, I should be teaching you how to cook. You guys should know this, right? I think so. What's another nafkamina, whether we assume that bishul b'chama is permissible because it's ein darka b'kach or because it's not dumi the mishkan? The other nafkamina is, of course, dud shemesh. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman himself made reference to. Dud shemesh, the solar heaters they have in Eretz Yisrael. Solar water boilers. Is it permissible to use the solar boiler on Shabbos? What does that mean, to use the solar boiler? You're not going to flip the switch, right? Is it mutter to open the faucet and to allow water to go into the solar boiler? You don't have to flip any switch. It's flipped from before Shabbos. But is it mutter to open the faucet? Just like we have boilers that the water is cooked by the fire, by the gas. So if you open up the water in the faucet, you're going to force other water in, and then it's going to be cooked by the fire. or it's going to be cooked by the other boiling water in the boiler. You have a dud shemesh, the same thing happens. You take water out of the faucet, so then you're going to force more water into the boiler. The boiler's on the roof with the solar panels. Boiler's on the roof, you're going to force more water into the boiler. So the cooking of the water is going to occur in one of two ways. Either it'll be cooked in the sun with the solar panels, or it'll be cooked by the boiling water that's in the boiler already. So is it permissible to use a dud shemesh on Shabbos on it? So according to Rav Moshe, l'chor should be chayev chatas mamish, because dud shemesh in a hot climate, it's darker b'kach to use the solar panels in a hot climate, whether it's Eretz Yisrael or Phoenix, Arizona or Africa. You know, if you have sun, it's very darker b'kach to use a dud shemesh. Could be even cheaper, but many people would use it. If you assume the whole heter of Bishul Bechama is because ain't dark of a kach, it's a shinoi. So in a hot climate where good shemesh is very common, you chayev chatas for using that on Shabbos. Chayev chatas. Gevalt. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, though, maybe there's room to say it's heter goma, because it's not Bishul Be'esh, it's only Bishul Bechama. If it's only Bishul Bechama, maybe Chayev should be heter goma. Heter goma. Quite a cool heter gum. That could be a nafkamina. Dud shemesh could be a nafkamina between these two approaches, whether chayev chatas or heter gum, from one extreme to the other. Not so fast. Some of the poskim say that even if you take Rav Shlomo Zalman's svara seriously, that bishul b'chama is permissible because al pidin it's not there. It's not bishul. Not called bishul al pidin. Dud shemesh might be more chama. Why is Dud Shemesh Mochama? Think about it. Why is Dud Shemesh Mochama? What is Dud Shemesh? What kind of Bishul is it? There were four types of Bishul that we had before. Told us Sacham, exactly, W.G. Bishul in a Dud Shemesh could be Mochama because it might not be viewed as Bishul Bechama Bechlam. They're not Hanami. If it be viewed as Bishul Bechama, maybe it's Heter Gama. Shlomo Zalman would say it's Heter Gama because it's not Bishul Be'esh. Ah, it's Dagab Bechama. Azma! So, Rashi never meant to say that Bishul Bechama is mutter because it's a shinui. He meant to say it's not Bishul Be'esh. Al Pidin it's not called Bishul. Because it's not the primary mode of Bishul. And if it's not the primary mode of Bishul, maybe it's not Dum Yudim Mishkan. So it's Heter Gomer. It's Heter Gomer if it's Bishul Bechama. But it could be that a Dud Shemesh is worse because maybe a Dud Shemesh is told a Sachama. Not Bishul Bechama, but told a Sachama. Again, what are the two issues that we're addressing in Dud Shemesh? We're trying to figure out how the water is being mizbashal. So the water can be mizbashal in one of two ways. Either when you open up the faucet, water comes in, and then it's mizbashal by the dud. Either mizbashal, pieces of glass and metal, whatever, that focus the rays of the sun onto the water. It harnesses the power of the sun, and it amplifies the power of the sun, and that causes the water to be mizbashal. That's one way that the water can be mizbashal. The second way the water is mizbashal is that it comes into the dud, it comes into the boiler, and there is boiling water in the boiler. That boiling water is going to be mivashel, the new water that comes in. So, certainly, if we look at it as though the water that's coming in is mizbashal through the boiling water that's in the dud, that's certainly told us a chama, it's not chama mamish. Right? The boiled water was boiled by the sun, it's told us a chama. So l'chora, there's room to be machmer. Even if we'll look at the water coming in as being heated by the sun, one can still say that's not Bishul Bechama, that's really told us Hachama. Why is it told us Hachama? Is it being cooked directly by the sun? Some could say it's not being cooked directly by the sun, but rather it's being cooked by the glass, by the prisms, right? The glass and the metal and all the paraphernalia in the Dud Shemesh that focus the rays of the sun. Yeah, they are cooking the water. Not the sun directly, but maybe the glass and the metal and the whole machinery, the whole contraption there in the solar boiler, that's what's cooking the water, not the sun directly. You could say that Dud Shemesh is chamer according to everyone. Even Rav Shlomo Zalman might admit that Bishul B'Dud Shemesh should be awesome. Maybe it's only Yisr Rabbanan, it's told us Sachama. It's not Chayev Chadus, but it still should be an Yisr. Because it's told the Sachama, not Bishul Bechama. Told the Sachama, not Bishul Bechama. told us achama for two reasons. First of all, it might be cooked by the boiling water in the dud that's already been cooked by the sun, which definitely is told us achama. And even if you'll say that no, we look at it as though it's being cooked directly, in the sun, not being cooked by the other water, but the fact is it's not being cooked directly in the sun, it's being cooked by all of the pieces of the boiler system, the metal and the glass that's harnessing the power of the sun. It's being cooked indirectly by the sun. It's told us achama. So if it's told us achama, everyone should say it's us. Comes the Tzitz Eliezer, in Chelek Zion, Simon Yutes, he has a tshuva where he wants to be making. He wants to say, he thinks Bishul Bedut Shemesh should be permissible. He starts off by saying, he says, look, I really think it's Bishul B'chama Mamish. He's talking about the water that's actually cooked by the dud. Right, the ikar water. He says, I really think it's Bishul B'chama Mamish. He says, I feel in Tim Tziloma that it's not Bishul B'chama, it's only Bishul B'tolda Sachama. I still think that you could be made. And because he thinks that you could be made, believe it if it's Bishul B'tolda Sachama, as I'm going to explain in a moment, he says that even if you'll claim that the water coming in is really cooked by other water in the boiler, and that's told us Sachama for sure, Azmai, maybe you could still be Mekel in this context. Why should he be Mekel but told us Sachama? The Gemara says that it's an Issa D'Rabban. Comes the Tzitz Eliezer and he says it's related to the next Sugya. The next Sugya that also talks about told us Sachama. There might be one situation of told us Sachama which is more calm. There might be one situation of told us Sachama that actually is Mutter, that's like Bishul B'chama. What's that? What case of told us Sachama might be at the Gama? Two words. Gagroseach. The hot roof. The hot roof might be totally different. That's a Gemara. What does the Gemara say on Daf Lamed Tes? So let's continue the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that the din of Hafkoa Besudrin, cutting open the egg and putting it on the Sudrin that had been heated by the sun, that's Machlokes Tanon. Rabbi Yossi says Mutter, and the Chacham said that it's Osir. And the Mishnah continues, V'lo yak minena b'chol u'ba'avak drachim b'shvil shetitzli. You also shouldn't insulate the egg, b'chol u'ba'avak drachim, in sand that was heated by the sun, and in dirt that was heated by the sun. That's also awesome. According to whom? Is that Machlokes Tanoim? Yosef's not there? Oh no, because everyone said that it's awesome. So that's the Gemara's kasha. V'lif lok nami Rav Yossi b'chol. Rabba Amar Gzeir Shemiyatna Veremetz Rav Yosef Amar Mitnei Shemeizu Zafim Mekom. Comes the Gemara and says that even Rabbi Yossi is going to aser in this case. He argues with the Chacham about V'lo Yafkiyena B'sudrin, but about V'lo Yafminena B'chol, even he is going to be matir. Why is he going to be matir? One of two reasons. Gzeir Shemiyatmin Veremetz. Here you're being matmin, you're doing hatmana, you're insulating in the chlating in the sand. Insulating, everyone's going to say that there's a Gzeir. Gzerah Shemiyatman Beremetz. The old Gzerah. You're not allowed to be Matmin on Shabbos. You're not allowed to insulate even B'davar She'ena Mosif Hevel. Right? But certainly Davar HaMosif Hevel, it's going to be also to be Matmin. But you're not allowed to be Matmin, everyone would say that you're not allowed to be Matmin on Shabbos. Gzerah Shemiyatman Beremetz. That's one reason everyone's going to be Mosif. And the Gemara says no. Maybe there's another reason. If Meshameh is offer Mimkomo, because you're going to move the offer, if you're going to be Matna Becholu, Ba'avak Drachim, you're going to move the offer. What does moving the offer have to do with anything? Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi writes that Meshameh is offer Mimkomo is what? That we're afraid that you'll come to be Chofer Guma. Digging, you want to get, maybe you won't have dirt, so you'll dig a little bit to get the dirt to insulate in the dirt, and you'll come to be Chofer Guma on Shabbos. Give out, it's Gzeira Atu Daraisa. Taisus is not convinced. Taisus says, no, it's a muktzah halach. Muktzah. Muktzah. That you'll be mezes offer, mimkomo, that's muktzah. Says the Gemara, my benayu, what's the nafkemina? Why Rabbi Yossi is machmir about being matmin b'chol? Ika benayu offer tichol. If you have loose dirt, then there's no gzeirah of muktzah, there's no gzeirah of chofer, because you'll just drop the egg inside. Drop the egg inside, you won't move the dirt. It just is, it's moved, kila achaya, it's moved. It's moved by the egg. It's not moved by you. There's no concern of chofer guma because you're not digging in the dirt. You're just dropping the egg in. But gzeir shemiyatmin beremet, you still have because you're insulating in the chol. So this still is a gzeir shemiyatmin beremet. Okay, so this is what the Gemara says. Even Rabbi Yossi, who argues with the Chacham about Afkoa Sudrin, he'll be modeh that you're not allowed to be matmin b'chol. Why? One of two reasons with an afkini. comes the Gemara and says like this, Meister. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer megalgal beitz al gavi gag roseach, ve'en megalgal beitz al gavi sid roseach. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel has a svara, he has a chiluk, between gag roseach and sid roseach. You can be megalgal beitz on a hat roof, but you can't be megalgal on hat line. Sounds scary. So Bishlam alamanda omer gzera shemiyat mevremed, zlek alamigz. I understand if you'll tell me that the gzera of lo yet minan bechol is there shmiyat mevir emet. I understand why agabe gag rosech it's mutter, because what are you doing? The roof is hot. You're not really being matzmin in something. You're not insulating in something. So the whole gzera shouldn't apply. That's why you should be able to be megalgal beitz agabe gag rosech, because there's no gzera shmiyat mevir emet. You're not really doing hot money. You're not really insulating. You're not ensconcing the egg in something else. Ella Lamanda Amr Min Neshemez is Zafim Mekamel Ligza. But according to Lamanda Amr Min Neshemez is Zafim Mekamel, maybe we should be gozer there too. If we allow it to be Megalgal the Beitz Al Gabi Gag Roseach, look, there might be dirt there. You might come to move the dirt. And if you come to move the dirt, right, that might be Chofer. It might be a violation of Mukta. So why shouldn't we say that it's also to be Megalgal Beitz Al Gabi Gag Roseach also, not just Al Gabi Sid Roseach? The Gemara says, "Stam gag less be offer." A normal gag doesn't have offer, so if a normal gag doesn't have offer, neither reason should apply. Rabbi Yossi will say it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Megalgal beitz al gabi gag rosach." There's no reason to ask. There's no shemiyat mevremet. There's no mezuz offer. So therefore, it's going to be mutter to be megalgal al gabi gag rosach. Fret the marshal in a tshuva. What's the shock of the tire of the Gemara over here? What's the talking about? There's a whole shock of the tire, Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. How do we paskin? About told the Sacham. Do we paskin mutter? Do we paskin us? We paskin us? We paskin like the Chacham? So why does the Gemara have the whole shock of the tire, Aliba de Rabbi Yossi? It's the Loki Ilchasa. What's the shock of the tire here for? Comes the Marshal and says, apparently it's not the Loki Ilchasa. It must be Kilchasa. Even the Chachamim de Rabbi Yossi will be moda by a gag roseach that it's muta to be megalgal the beitz. It's told us achama. Doesn't matter. Dr. Marshal, it must be aliba the hilchasa, because if not, how can that be? How can that be? We're going to have a shaka of the loke hilchasa. Why would we do that? Why would we care? Right? It must be that this chiddush Reb Shimon ben Gamliel has is even aliba the rabbanon de Rabbi Yossi. Even the Chachamim that we pass, like the Chachamim who say that told us Chacham is Osir. Even the Chachamim would say that Gag Roseach is Mutter. This is the one exception to the rule of told us Chacham, Gag Roseach. Even the Chachamim say it's Mutter. So if even the Chachamim say it's Mutter, it's doch Pile Ploy. Right? How can the Chachamim say it's Mutter? There must be some kind of Isser over here. Right, so that's where the Gemara is, the whole shock of Atariya. Even the Chachamim should admit, even if they say that told us it doesn't apply, but the other Gzer should apply, that's why the Gemara is the whole shock of Atariya back and forth. Comes out of this Marshal is that even the Chachamim will admit that some types of told us Achama will be Mutter. What's that case? Gag Roseach. But what's the real case? What are we really saying? Gag Roseach is different because it's in the sun. You can't move the roof. It's there. Everyone sees it's in the sun. So if you're going to cook in the Gag Roseach and cook on the heat of the Gag, everyone realizes that that's Tolda Sacham. The reason why normally we're gozer on Tolda Sacham is because people are going to get confused. Asu le'ichlufe, right? That people are going to get confused between Tolda Sacham and Tolda Or. They're not going to realize it's Tolda Sacham. They'll think it's Tolda Or. But Gag Roseach, no one's going to get confused. Tolda Or l'chud and Tolda Sacham l'chud. Everyone sees the Gag Roseach is heated by the sun, so they're going to realize it's Toldos HaChama. So even if we're Mater Gag Roseach, they won't come to be Mater Toldos HaOr as well. So this could be the only exception to the rule of Toldos HaChama, even according to the Chachamim. Comes the Tzitz Eliezer and says, that's why Dud Shemesh is Mutter. Dud Shemesh is Mutter, even though it's Toldos HaChama. I happen to think it's Bishul B'chama Mamish, he says. I think it's really Bishul B'chama Mamish. But not all Bishul in the Dud Shemesh is Bishul B'chama. The fact that it's Mizbasho through the hot water in the boiler, that's not B'chama. Everyone says that's Toldos HaChama. And maybe even the bishul of the water directly by the Dud Shemesh, that's also told as a chatas, not directly in the sun, it's rather through the parts of the Dud Shemesh, through the metal and the glass, etc. Told as a chama, right? And told as a chama tak is osa, so why should it be mutter? And so after tzitzel yezer, no, no, no. This told as a chama is different. Not all told as a chama is created equal. Right? There's one case of Toldos HaChama which is mutter, and that is where it's obvious that it's Toldos HaChama. It's something in the sun, by definition, it's in the sun. The Gog is attached to the house. The Gog is not moving from the sun. You see it's in the sun. So if you see someone being mevashel on that Gog, you will realize that it's Toldos HaChama. So you won't come to the Imata Toldos HaOr as well. This is what the Tzitz Eliezer wants to suggest. And this is what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa as well writes. He wrote this in a long ha'ara in Madura Kama, the first version of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. This footnote has since been taken out of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. It appeared in the original version 30, 40 years ago. It was taken out because he changed his mind. He changed the footnote a little bit. Initially, he thought perhaps it should be mutter. Perhaps it should be mutter because, first of all, it might be Bishul B'chama Mamesh, and even if it's Bishul B'toldos HaChama, maybe this Toldos HaChama is different, it's like Gag Roseach. That type of Toldos HaChama is obvious that it's B'chama, and therefore no one's going to come to be Mat to Toldos HaOr as well. So he wanted to suggest perhaps it should be permissible. Mishmir Shabbos Kilchasa adds another point. Madura Kama. He wanted to say that even the water that comes in, again, the water that's being heated by the boiling water that's already in the boiler. He said he thinks maybe that's a psikereshit lo ichbasle. Meaning, if you'll define the real bishul of the mayim and the dud shemesh as bishul b'chama mamish, the only thing that's bothering you is the fact that the water is also being misbashel by boiling water that's already in the dud. And that's bishul b'toldos HaChama, right? The second part of the shayla. Even if you'll say that the water that's being mizbashel in the dud through the mechanisms of the dud shemesh, that's bishul b'chama. Bishul b'chama, it's not toldos HaChama, because even though the metal and the glass is helping out, but they're just harnessing the power of the sun. It's really the sun that's working here. So if you'll say that's bishul b'chama, there's certainly a room to be makel, but you'll say, there's nothing I can do. The fact is, the water is being boiled by boiling water that's in the dud from before. And that's clearly told as HaChama. That's a derivative of the sun. It's not directly from the sun. What are you going to say to that? Is that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa? No. I'll tell you. You have an answer to that too? Because if you open up the faucet on Shabbos and now new water is coming into the dud, do you really care that the water is being misvashel by the boiling water in the dud? By the boiling water that's there in the dud from before? No, you don't care, because even if it's not going to be boiled by that water, it'll still be boiled in the sun. So what do I care that it's being boiled in the water that's already in the dirt? Hamza Shmir Shabbos Kilchasan says it's dachab sikreshid lo ichvasle. You don't care about it. You don't care about it. If told us Sacham is only an Issad Rabbana to begin with, that's a psikreshid lo ichvasle, psikreshid lo nichale bidrabbanan. We already know that some Rishonim on Mekel by psikreshid lo nichale bidrabbanan. Psikreshid lo nichle itself might only be an issur rabbanan to begin with. It's malach hashem tichle gufo kone toisus al daf kuf gimel. We had this many, many times. By an issur rabbanan, it's like a trade rabbanan. There might be room to be mekel over here. Right? There might be room to be mekel. It's only a grumma to begin with. Also, he throws in. Right? So it could be a psikreshid lo nichle lo ichbasle bidir rabbanan, which is only a grumma to begin with. So maybe the whole thing is really bishul b'chama, because you don't care that it's misbashel by the other boiling water. It'll be misbashel b'chama anyway. So it'll be misbashel b'chama anyway. Then maybe we should just look at the whole thing as bishul b'chama. Bishul b'chama is mutter on Shabbos, even though darka b'kach. No, but darka b'kach is not a problem over here, because it's not the primary mode of bishul anyway. It's not the primary mode of bishul. It's not the midah mishkan. Heter gomer. Aye, but it's being misbashed by the boiling water that's already in the dud. No, that's a psikereshid lo nichale b'derabonan b'grama. So perhaps you can be makel for that as well. This is the svara of the Nikilim in the Shemesh. Yes.
So this doesn't apply though if it were not a sunny day or if it was raining.
Let me get to that. Very good. Before we get to that, there were many poskim dying. Weiss, Rabbi Shachter, I heard also. felt this way. There are many poskim who felt that the heter of Gagro Seach really cannot help you over here. It cannot help you over here. Why? Because they say the heter never existed. That's the Marshal sheep. The Marshal says that Gagro Seach applies even the Fila Chachamim de Rabbi Yossi. Even the Chachamim who normally ask it, told us Chachama, they'll say that Gagro Seach is different because it's so obvious. But not everyone agrees with that Marshal. Who disagrees? The Rashba, the Ran, a host of Rishonim on the Sugya. A host of Rishonim on the Sugya say that the Sugya is not going according to the Chachamim. Let's just look at the Rashba, for example. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Megadlin Beitzak Abi Gagro Seach Hod the Rashba Sfira Lek Rabbi Yossi, says the Rashba. Ilu L'Rabbanan the Atzav told us Chama the Asa Koint the Chachamim it's Asa. It's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Two Tanoim against the Chachamim. Deos Yochid, but we don't pass like this Das Yochid. Ay, so why does the Gemara have a whole Shaka V'Taya? The Lo Kehilchasa? That's a Kasha. In Shaka V'Taya, it's a Lom the Shesugi that they have that's not Kehilchasa. Okay, it's a Kasha. But it's only a kasha. The fact is, it's the lokil chesed. The chachamim are going to be machmer even in this case. Zok the Rashba. And he quotes Yerushalmi that says it. Garsinan bi Yerushalmi masnisin pligal rabbonin the hasam. Tana Rashba gomer magadam beitzak avigag vaseach ma'avdin le rabbonin the tamon pasrin lo chalukin al Rashba. The chachamim argue Yerushalmi says. Come the Rashba and the Ran, and they say it's the lokil chesed. The Taka the Chachamim would say that Gagro Seach is the same as regular Toldos Chachama. There's no room to distinguish. If you'll be machner by Toldos Chachama, then you'll have to be machner by Gagro Seach as well. What's the machlokes, the Rashba and the Marshal? Why should I assume the Chachamim would be more makel by Gagro Seach than Toldos Chachama? Why would I say that they claim Gagro Seach is equal to Toldos Chachama? What's the machlokes? The Shmir Shabbos Chilchos in the Madura Kama, going back to the Madura Kama. You know, even if he doesn't pass now, it's a beautiful footnote. There's a lot of lumdus there. So going back to the Madura Kama, Shmir Shabbos Chilchos explains that maybe the Machlokas Machlokas Meforshim within the Chachamim, whether the Chachamim are going to be martyred by Gagro Seach, maybe that's a function of how they understood the Gzeir of Toldos Chachamim. How can you understand the gzera? What's the gzera the Rabbanan of Toldos Chachamim? Why should it be awesome? He says there are two ways that you can explain. This is a little bit after the number one that someone added to the footnote. Some examiner. A little after the number one. Right. So he says he thinks that the machlokas is how to look at Toldos Chachamim. He says in the second to last line here, there, he says that the Meiri, quotes the Meiri, the Rashba, excuse me, the Meiri is the same as the Marshal. Meiri, Yazbir Sakzera, the Otto Tolda Sa'or Kaperish Rashi, the Mandachazi Savit, the Tolda Sa'or Ninu. Zeloshaya Begag Rosea. Right? One way is to say that Tolda Sacham is also because someone who sees you cooking the Tolda Sachama will think this is Tolda Sa'or. And told us ours mutter. They'll think this is told us so. If that's your gzeira of told us achama, then by Gagro Seach, the gzeira doesn't apply because no one's going to think it's told us so, or they realize the Gagro Seach was heated by the sun. That's one way to look at told us achama. What's the other pshat? So that he has on the next column. He says the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ra, the other Rishonim, a host of Rishonim who disagree and say the Chachamim hold that even Gagro Seach is going to be usher. Heim yazbiru akorcha chesakzer da'atu told us a'or man d'chozi shemutu told us a'chama yomar that told us a'or namishari. Not that the person looking at you cooking on the Gagro Seach will think that this is told us a'or. With someone who looks at you cooking with the sudrim that have been warmed by the chama will think it's told us a'or not told us a'chama. No. Even if they know it's told us a'chama, if they see that we allow you, or if they see that you're cooking with told us a'chama, they might think, right? They might think that it's mutter to be mevasha b'told asar as well. Not that they'll think that this is told asar, but if told asacham is mutter, they might think that told asar is mutter as well. If that's the gzeira, then that'll apply to Gagro Seach as well. Even if they know it's told asachama, but if they see that we permit you to cook with Gagro Seach, they might come to cook with told asar. That's the machlokas. Is the pshat that they'll think it's told us a or? Well, no, they're not going to be confused, but they'll think that if it's mutter to cook but told us a chama, it's mutter to cook but told us a or as well. That's the machlokas, whether the chachamim will argue by gag raseach, or they will admit that the gag raseach is different and told us a chama, it's going to be mutter. Yes?
According to the Rishonim, why wouldn't we say a gzera of chama adu? Or
according to the other,
according to the Rashba,
I guess the answer is because or is or. No one's going to say that if we permit you to cook bechama, that it's going to be permitted to cook be'esh. If that's the case, so what's bishul? Bishul is the most common melacha, right? So no one's going to say the bishul be'esh is mutter. But told us or, people might think, I don't know, told us or. It happens to be the rice that we said. Right, but it's only a tolda. It's a derivative of the heat. So you might think that cooking with a derivative of the heat is permissible because it's not the heat itself. But the heat itself, azoy vayt, so far people are not going to go so far. So come Dayan Weiss and a host of other poskim, Rabbi Shechter and others, and they say we can't pass them like this. Marsha, the Rashba and the Ran, these are Rishonim who are disagreeing with the Marsha. Yeah. A Meiri and a Marshal, but these are not Rishonim and Mefarshim that we can paskin like Rishonim and Achron. You have to paskin like the Rashba, like the Ran and the Chidush Aran. There are Rishonim who say that the Chachamim argue even by Gag Roser. They hold that all told the Chacham is going to be Aser. So if all told the Chacham is going to be Aser, they claim that a Dud Shemesh is told the Chacham. It's told the Chacham, first of all, because boiling water in Dud is being Mevashel, the new water that comes in when you open the faucet. And secondly, the contention could be made that even if the water is being cooked directly in the sun, not directly in the sun, it's not mamish under the sun. It's being cooked by the metal and the glass, the pieces of the Dud Shemesh, which are focusing the rays of the sun. Maybe that's also told us Chacham. And even if it's Gagroseh, it's like a Gagroseh, but maybe the Chacham took a machmer even by Gagroseh, because they hold it all told us Chacham is going to be awesome. So that's the machlokas, whether cooking in a Dud Shemesh should be permissible on Shabbos or not. Right? Should we assume that Gag Roser somehow is different? That's a different halacha of Toldos Chachama. That's the exception to the rule. That's the case where Toldos Chachama is going to be permissible. Or should we say, no, there are no exceptions. Toldos Chachama is always Aser. Because if people see that we permit Bishul and Toldos Chachama, they'll come to be mad at Toldos Haor as well. The Shemir Shabbos Kol Chosa in the Madura Tinyana just adds one more point, and that's Tzvi's point. This he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman himself, said this later in his life. I'm not sure if he was matter initially, but later he said to Farish that he thought maybe it's better not to use the Dud Shemesh. And that is, the reason is that if we allow you to use the Dud Shemesh, it'll come out that when the sun is not shining, then you'll actually be Mevashel, that told us Ha'or, right? How does the Dud Shemesh work? There's an electric and there's a solar mode. If the sun is shining, then the solar mode kicks in. If the sun is not shining, then the electric mode is going to kick in. If the electric mode kicks in, you'll be cooking with the electricity. That's not going to be a problem. You'll be causing, the water is going to come out when you open up the faucet. You'll cause the water that comes in to cook with the electric current. And that, of course, is going to be awesome. So Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that that's no worse than the gzeira of Tolda Sachama. We should be concerned that we shouldn't allow you to cook with the solar heater out the gzeira that you'll cook with the electric power when the sun is not shining. And that could happen. People might not realize if we allow you to cook with the Dud Shemesh, you might come to open the faucet even if the Dud Shemesh is not really operating with the solar power. And that'll be a problem. If it's operating with the electric power, then you'll be cooking with the electric power. That's definitely also on Shabbos. And he says that's part of the gzeira of Tolda Sachama. So even if you would be willing to permit Bishul B'Gag Roser, Bishul B'Dud Shemesh, because you say that it's an exception to the rule of Toldos Chachamim, but it's not really an exception to the rule of Toldos Chachamim. Because here, there's still a gzeir of Toldos Ha'or. There's an electric mode in the solar heater. So there should be a gzeir not to cook the water in the Dud Shemesh when the solar power is working, a gzeira that you might use it even when the electric mode is working as well. So again, just to recap the Dud Shemesh. If you take Rav Moshe's Svara seriously, so then there's nothing to talk about. It's Chayav Chatas, right? It's an Issa Deraisa to use the Dud Shemesh. Why? To use the Dud Shemesh on Shabbos. Why? Because it's perfectly normal to cook with the Dud Shemesh. So if you hold that the heter of Bishul B'Chama is only because it's saying Darka B'Kach, so where's Darka B'Kach, it's going to be a Chayav Chatas. Hekru Shlomo Zalman Svara that Bishul B'cham is permissible because it's not the primary mode, so it's not Dumiyud D'Mishkan. So then there's room to discuss, there's room to negotiate. That you might think at first, maybe we should be Matir Bishul in a Dud Shemesh, taking out water from the faucet, even though it's going to force water into the Dud. Why should that be permissible? Because maybe it's Bishul B'chama. And Bishul B'chama, even if it's Darka B'kach, it can be permissible because the head of Bishul B'chama is not because of Ein Darka B'kach, because not the primary mode, it's not Dumiyud D'Mishkan. So that's why it's going to be Mutter. The only question is it told us a Chama? Maybe it's not Chama, maybe it's told us a Chama. But even if you say it's told Zacham, there's a discussion in the poskim. Maybe this told Zacham is different, because since it's in the sun, it's like a gagro sayach, no one's going to confuse this type of told Zacham for or, told us a or, so maybe there's room to be made by this told Zacham. That's a debate, that's the question. Would the Chachamim say that even though told Zacham normally is an iser, normally told Zacham is also, but gagro sayach might be mutter, that might be dependent on the nature of the gzeir of told Zacham. And the truth is, even if you're willing to be Mekel and say that the Chachamim are Mekel by Gag Vaseh, they say Toz Chacham is different, but this might be even more hard because there is an electric mode on the solar heater, so maybe you should make a Gzeira that people might use the solar heater even if the sun is not shining. If they use it when the sun is not shining, that Mamish is Toz Chacham, that's not Toz Chacham, and maybe that should be part of the Gzeira of Toz Chacham as well. So there are different approaches. I think most are Machmir, most assume that you shouldn't use the Dud Shemesh on Shabbos. B'di'evit, if you use the Dud Shemesh, if you happen to open up the water, you open up the faucet, can you use the water, B'di'evit? Can you use the water? I think yes. Because there are certain bona fide shittos who say that the whole thing is permissible. So even if you're going to be machmir, but if you did it on Shabbos, B'di'evit, you'd be allowed to use the water.